have reached the laboratories of Professor Quandahor.
This is an
experimental audiophonic responding device. For Martian invasions, press button A. For strange space rays, press button B.
Come on!
All other deeply disturbing phenomena beyond human understanding, press button C.
Finally! Professor, there's something quite horrible running amok in Abingdon Street, Westminster. It's huge and green, like a monstrous vegetable! Oh, it's gone again. No, it's back!
Caller, you need to deposit above the threshold for 3 more minutes. Hello?
Oh,
caller?
It's seeking my face!
Hello, caller?
The Quandahorn Experimentations, recorded for the wireless in Supervisor sound. Don't forget to put on your protective metal waistcoat and keep small children away from the loudspeakers. Episode 1, It's Eating My Face.
From the Journal of Brian Nylon, December 31st, 1952. It's easy to know where to begin my story, because it begins with the very first thing I can remember. Coming to in the back of a moving van, driven by a muscular young man with a rather attractive woman in a lab coat bending over me.
Brian, can you hear me?
Who are you?
It's me, Gemma. Don't you remember, Brian?
Who's Brian?
What's the last thing you do remember?
You saying, Brian, can you hear me?
Is he left here?
There are no turnings, Troy. We're on London Bridge.
So, it's straight on, then.
Sorry, why are we...
There's no time to explain right now. Your name is Brian Nylon. You're 24 years old, and you work with me in Professor Quandahorn's research team. We're all currently in extreme mortal danger, and the very fabric of reality depends entirely on our actions. Don't be alarmed. No, actually, be very alarmed. Okay, we have to go now.
I can't get my door open.
We've been through all this, Troy. It's the handle, remember?
Of course I remember about handles. I'm not what are those really stupid people called?
Idiots.
Yes, I'm not an idiot.
Sorry, where are we going? What's happening?
Later. Here's your bazooka.
Oh, thank you. Well, what?
Don't fire, unless it comes towards you.
Right. Pardon?
The handle's just going round and round.
Wait.
Unless what comes towards me?
An enormous green creature, almost a grotesque parody of a human female, but of immense size, with a monstrous cranium that could almost be a giant head of broccoli, drooling over the remains of some poor wretch she dragged from a telephone booth. And I see the professor now. He's shouting instructions to this terrified crowd.
Get back! Get back from the colossal broccoli woman!
And by a stroke of luck, here's one of the professor's associates, the lovely Dr. Gemini Janison. Dr. Janison, is this another invasion from outer space?
I think not, and please don't call me lovely. We're working on the theory that it's some kind of hybrid creature, half human, half Brassica oleracea, wreaking revenge on those members of humankind who eat vegetables.
And what makes you think that?
Well, so far it hasn't attacked any Scotsmen.
Get those poodles out of here, you fools!
Is this another of the professor's dangerous experimentations gone horribly wrong?
There's no time to explain right now.
Oh, and here comes Troy Quandahorn, the professor's devilishly handsome son. Oh. You can hear the young lady swoon as he walks by.
Oh, Troy.
Oh, Master Quandahorn, why are you carrying that vehicle door?
In case we need to lock up the van when we're not there.
Troy, put that damn thing down and wheel over Gargantua, the sonic vegetable cannon.
Righto, Pops. Here we go.
No, that's a horse. The one with the wheels, Troy.
Sorry.
Not the red one. That's a bus.
Sorry.
It's starting to claw Big Ben!
Brian, it's imperative she doesn't get to the clock.
Why?
If she prevents it striking midnight. There's no time to explain right now.
Why is there never time to explain?
While we warm up the anti-vegetable cannon, we need you to distract her.
Why me?
She used to be one of our team. Everybody knew she was rather sweet on you. Flirt with her.
Flirt with a slimy, oozing green behemoth that's halfway up Big Ben? In front of all these people?
You are such a Boy Scout. Get out there and shout sweet nothings.
Yes, right. Hello? Giant broccoli-headed woman monster?
Her name is Virginia.
Virginia! Cutie pie! Yes, honey bunch. It's me, Brian. Stop snacking on people's faces for just one moment and come down from there. Yes, that's right, it's me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?